KJAN Sports.
KJAN Sports is brought to you this morning by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Lots of high school sports around the area last night. We'll start with the Griswold Tiger co-ed relays. It was Underwood capturing the team crown in both the girls and boys divisions. On the girls' side, Underwood with 144.5 points, AHSTW 117, Nottoway Valley 114, Lennox, Shenandoah, then Lennox round out the top five. Underwood won six events on their way to that team crown. Nottoway Valley's Maddox DeVault won the 200 and the 100 hurdles. The Wolverines also won the 4x1, 4x2, and the shuttle hurdle relay. AHSTW won the sprint medley and got wins from Chloe Falcona in the 3,000 and Holly Heppner in the 400 hurdles. Underwood grabbed 165 points to win the boys' title. Shenandoah 106 was second. Lennox, Riverside, Nottoway Valley were the top five. Underwood had nine event victories and grabbed that team title. Nottoway Valley's Adam Ayes won the 400 meters. Toby Bauer won the 1600. Doug Berg the 3200 meter title. Riverside got a win in the distance medley relay last night. The ACGC Gonzales Parish Coed Invitational was held last night, and on the girls' side, it was ACGC winning the team crown with 152 points. Audubon had 142 for second, Panorama third at 137. ACGC getting wins from Riley Sloss in the 1500 and the 3000. Emma K. McLean in the 400 hurdles and Chloe Largent in the high jump. Audubon won the shuttle hurdle relay and got a win from Caitlin Nielsen in the long jump. IKM Manning won the sprint medley. Exira EHK won the 4x200 meter relay last night. On the boys' side, ACGC with 190 points winning. IKM Manning 160 for second. Audubon third at 110. ACGC getting wins from Charlie Crawford in the 800 meters. Clayton Warden in the 110 hurdles. Trevin Sewer in the 1600. Cale Hoeing in the discus and the shot put. They also got relay wins in the 4x4, 4x8 sprint medley and distance medley. Audubon won the shuttle hurdle relay, the 4x200 meter relay, the 4x1, and Joel Clucky won the 400 hurdles. Glenn Ralston's Brigham Daniel won the 100, the 200, and the 400 last night. Also at the Van Meter, Dave Tapp's co-ed invitational last night. Van Meter won the team title on the girls' side with 155. Clorinda, Mount Air, Earlham, and Cam, the top five teams. Cam's Molly Vantiger won the discus and the shot put, while her teammate Mallory Benkin was runner-up in both those events. Jade Jackson won the high jump for the Cougars as well, and they also won the shuttle hurdle relay. On the boys' side, Madrid with 128 points, the winner. Clorinda, Van Meter, Cam, and Earlham, the top five. For Cam, they got wins from Lane Speaker in the 200 meters, Connor McKee in the 110 hurdles and the 400 hurdles, and Cade Tickner took the discus crown last night. The Council Bluffs City Championship on the girls' side saw Lewis Central win the team crown. Maddie Bergman won four golds for Lewis Central, the long jump, the 100, 200, and the 400. On the boys' side, Lewis Central picked up a huge win with 285 total points. Hunter Dayon led the way for Lewis Central with wins in the shot and the discus as the Titans won eight events on the night. At the Woodbine Girls Track Invitational, Woodbine with 159 points wins the crown. Riverside with 123 points was the runner-up. Trainer was third at 109. Woodbine had three event winners and placed well enough otherwise to pull away for the team title. Riverside picked up wins from Veronica Andrew-Shishin in the 100 meters, Lydia Erickson in the 200, Rebecca Cody in the 1500. They also got relay wins in the 4x1, the 4x8, and the sprint medley. At the Maple Valley Co-Ed Track Invitational last night, KPWC won the girls' team crown with Denison placing second. On the boys' side, it was KPWC winning the title. Lawton Bronson and Denison were 2-3 in that meet. At the Clark Girls Muir Invitational, Clark won the girls' team title with I-35 and Sheraton the top three in the Class B team scoring. Wayne, Bedford, and Seymour were the top three teams. In high school golf last night on the girls' side, it was Shenandoah edging Atlantic in a four-team meet. Shenandoah 204, Atlantic at 205, Lewis Central 240, Red Oak 256. Abby Smith of Atlantic was medalist with a 46. Morgan McCargill of Shenandoah with a 48 was the runner-up medalist. Also, Harlan beat Clorinda 201 to 233. Jocelyn Cheek posting 39 for Harlan. IKM Manning topping Logan Magnolia 231 to 253. Kylie Powers of IKM Manning at the low round of 47. Missouri Valley beat Underwood with a 236. Underwood didn't have a full team score. Madison Mahoney of Mo Valley was the medalist with a 51. Tri-Center defeating Audubon 224 to 277. Callie Earlmeyer of Audubon had the low round of 48. Sydney 227 defeated Lennox at 240 and Bedford at 290. as Chelsea Hokanson of Lennox had the low round of 49. In boys golf last night, it was Atlantic winning a three-team meet, shooting a 157 total. Shenandoah at 209 and Red Oak at 223. Braden Smith of Atlantic was medalist with a 38. His teammate, Dre Newell, runner-up. He shot 39 last night. Also, Lane Nelson carded 39 and Garrett McLaren a 41 to help the Atlantic effort. Harlan beat Clarinda 186-190. Jace Goobles of Harlan was medalist. Underwood defeated Missouri Valley 165-182 as Kobe Fink shot 39 for the Eagles. Trainer down St. Albert and Glenwood, 166 for Trainer, 179 for St. Albert, and 180 for Glenwood as Joey Cons of Trainer at 35 was the medalist. And also Bedford defeated Sydney and Lennox last night. Bedford 182, Sydney 185, Lennox 257 in that meet. In high school girls soccer last night, ADM over Winterset 2-1. East Sac County beat Carroll 1-0. Glenwood over St. Albert 2-1. Lewis Central beat Elkhorn, Nebraska 3-2. Missouri Valley over AHSTW in overtime 2-1. Trainer beat Panorama 10-0. Riverside falling to Tri-Center 9-0. In boys soccer, ADM beat Winterset 5-1. AHSTW over Missouri Valley 5-0. Glenwood beating St. Albert 5-3, Greene County over Kemper Catholic 1-0, Lewis Central topping Bishop Heelan Catholic 6-0, Riverside beat Tri-Center 7-0, Trainer over Panorama 10-0, Underwood 6-2 over Thomas Jefferson. In girls tennis last night, Red Oak sweeping Atlantic 9-0, Clarinda over Harlan 7-2, Kemper Catholic beating Audubon 9-0, St. Albert over Southwest Valley 8-1. In boys tennis, Atlantic swept Red Oak 9-0, Abe Lincoln over Lewis Central 8-1, Clarinda topping Harlan 5-4, Kemper Catholic 6-0 over Audubon, and Southwest Valley beat St. Albert 7-2. Atlantic native Catherine Leonard has been honored by Briarcliff University with their annual Marion Pesky Champion of Character Award. Leonard is a senior member of the women's volleyball team and was nominated by Coach Lindsay Weatherford for her leadership on and off the court. Leonard also competed on the Briarcliff women's basketball team to start her college career. The Marion Pesky Champion of Character Awards are named for longtime Charger coach and administrator Marion Pesky, who currently serves as their Champions of Character director. That award is presented to a male and female student-athlete that exemplifies the five core values of the NAIA. Well, the first round of the NFL draft completed last night in Cleveland, and as expected, Jacksonville Jaguars first on the clock picked quarterback Trevor Lawrence out of Clemson with the first overall pick. Zach Wilson, a quarterback from BYU, went second to the New York Jets, and another quarterback, Trey Lance of North Dakota State, went third to the San Francisco 49ers. Atlanta picked next with Kyle Pitts, a tight end out of Florida. Cincinnati took wide receiver Jamar Chase of LSU with the fifth pick. The Miami Dolphins grabbed Jalen Waddle of Alabama with the sixth selection. Detroit took Penei Sewell, an offensive tackle from Oregon, at seven. Carolina took J.C. Horn, a cornerback from South Carolina, at eight. Patrick Surtain, the second cornerback from Alabama, was taken by the Broncos at number nine. Philadelphia traded with Dallas to pick Devontae Smith, a wide receiver from Alabama, the Heisman Trophy winner, at number 10. The Chicago Bears traded up with the New York Giants to pick quarterback Justin Fields of Ohio State with the 11th selection. Cowboys picked Micah Parsons, a linebacker from Penn State, at number 12. Also, the L.A. Chargers at number 13 grabbed Rashawn Slater, an offensive tackle from Northwestern. The New York Jets grabbed Alijah Vera-Tucker, an offensive guard from Southern California, at number 14. In New England, took Mac Jones, a quarterback from Alabama, at number 15 in the first round of the draft last night. Chiefs didn't have a first-round draft pick. Second and third rounds are set for tonight in Cleveland. Iowa State football coach Matt Campbell says the focus this spring has been less about scheme and more about getting back to basics. The Cyclones have an experienced team returning from a 9-3 squad that won the Fiesta Bowl and could be ranked in the top five heading into next season.
The more we've grown, we've really settled into who we are and schematically what we want to do. And so now it's about how we do what we want to do really on both sides of the ball and really even in our special teams game.
Campbell says even with a lot of veterans, there are plenty of areas to improve, and that improvement individually is the best way to advance as a team in spring. And in baseball, the Cards beat the Phillies 4-3 in 10 innings on a walk-off wild pitch yesterday in the 10th. Matt Carpenter homered for the Cards. That's Check of Sports here this morning.